This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Energy Minister Pompa Bhusal vows to provide free electricity to households consuming less than 20 units per month. Lumbini Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel resigns. Province Chief calls for formulation of new government. Asian Development Bank to provide $165 million concessional loan to Nepal to procure COVID-19 vaccines. And at least 42 people killed in Algeria wildfire. Now the news in detail. Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Pompa Bhusal has said the families under the poverty line will be provided 20 units of electricity free of cost. Addressing a press briefing at the ministry today, Minister Bhusal said the decision of Nepal Electricity Authority to provide free electricity to poor families would brought into effect soon. The government has forwarded the plan to replace gas stoves with clean energy stoves with the slogan of quit foreign gas and use domestic electricity. Likewise, the government has aimed at fully electrifying all the districts in the country within 2 years. Similarly, the government has forwarded the program of setting up solar energy plants in province 2 and constructing reservoir and semi-reservoir waste hydropower projects under the Nepal Electricity Authority in all other provinces. The resignation tendered by Lumbini Province Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel has been accepted by Province Chief Amik Sherchan. Chief Minister Pokhrel resigned from the post following the registration of no confidence motion by the opposition alliance in the Province Assembly. Meanwhile, Province Chief Sherchan has called for the formulation of new government. The opposition alliance has proposed CPN Maoist Centre's parliamentary leader Kul Prasad Kisi as the future Chief Minister of Lumbini. The National Assembly has unanimously endorsed the Railway Bill 2078 Bikram Samat and the Accreditation Bill 2078 Bikram Samat today. Minister for Lord Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karge on behalf of Prime Minister Sir Vadu Deva had presented the proposal seeking the endorsement of the bills. Similarly, the National Assembly unanimously approved the proposal seeking consideration on the Public Service Broadcasting Bill 2077 Bikram Samat. Minister Karsagi explained that the Public Service Broadcasting Bill had been brought in line with the democratic values rather and the principles of independent journalism, realizing the government's responsibility to the people. Taking part in discussions on the bill, lawmaker Kim Lal Devkota suggested that the bill should include the media operated by the province besides Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. Meantime, the lawmakers drew the government's attention towards various contemporary issues. The Development and Technology Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to expand people's access to communication and technology. The committee's meeting, held at Singhadhara today, directed the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology to ensure broadband internet services to community schools, ward office and health centres immediately. The committee also directed the Communication Ministry to formulate policies and legal provision for holding virtual meetings and lead the program of digitalization of public offices. Likewise, the ministry has asked the ministry to develop system to check illegal activities using internet, make postal services effective and update the existing laws related to technology development. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has said it would be better to seek national consensus on the matters of endorsement of Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC. Talking to journalists at Singhadarbar today, Speaker Sapkota clarified that he had been impartial to the matters of the MCC, saying national consensus should be sought for endorsement of such agreement. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सुरेश के छ खबर कहाँ छौ?
मेरो सब ठिक छ यार, अफिसमा छु। अनि घर तयार भयो तिम्रो?
घर त तयार भयो यार। अब घरमा इन्टरनेट, टेलिभिजन लाइन अनि टेलिफोन नम्बर पनि लिनु थियो। अब तिमी नै छौ यहाँ नेपालमा पाइने सुविधाको बारेमा जानकार भएको। म त 15 वर्ष भयो यार देशबाट टाढा भएको। सजेस्ट गर न यार, कुन राम्रो होला?
ए, इन्टरनेट, टेलिभिजन लाइन र टेलिफोन सेवाका लागि हो भने आँखा चिम्लेर नेपाल टेलिकमको फाइबर टु द होम FTTH सेवा लिइहाल। तिमीलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा नेपाल टेलिकममा पाउँछौ। ढुक्क भएर लिँदा हुन्छ।
ल, जब भएछ, मलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा एउटै फाइबरबाट पाउने भएपछि। थ्याङ्क यू यार।
थ्याङ्क यू मलाई भन्दा नेपाल टेलिकमलाई भन। जनतालाई निरन्तर सेवा दिँदै आएको छ
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Managing Director of the Nepal Electricity Authority, Kulman Ghising, assumed his office from today. The cabinet decision on Monday had reappointed Ghising to the post after completing his 4-year term as the authority's managing director. Ghising had left the office 10 months ago. Ghising was widely remembered for eradicating hours-long load shedding while he was in the office. The Government of Nepal and the Asian Development Bank have signed a $165 million loan agreement for procuring COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal. The agreement was signed by Finance Secretary Madhu Kumar Maraseni and ADB Country Director for Nepal Arnaud Kaukoris. Secretary Maraseni said the important and timely assistance from ADB would support the Government of Nepal's efforts to purchase safe and effective vaccines and ensure vaccines to all citizens. Likewise, ADB Country Director for Nepal, Kaukoris, said access to safe and effective vaccines is a key to breaking the chain of virus transmission. Health and Population Ministry has decided to administer anti-COVID-19 vaccines to students who are set to face the exams. Health Services Department's Family Welfare Division Director Taranath Pokhrel said the ministry directed the Vaccine Coordination and Monitoring Committee of all districts to vaccinate the students based on their examination admit card. Meanwhile, the ministry has reported 3,481 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal in the last 24 hours. Today itself, 1,885 corona patients recovered from the infection. The health ministry has also recorded additional 30 corona-related deaths in the country today. With this, the total corona-related deaths in Nepal has now reached 10,180. Home Minister Bal Krishna Khar has directed the subordinate bodies not to compromise in the safety of people in the country. Addressing a program at the ministry today, Home Minister Khar said safety of people is the main responsibility of the state and that cannot be compromised. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. At least 42 people, including 25 soldiers, have been killed in wildfires ravaging mountain forest and villages east of Algeria's capital. Algerian Defense Minister said at least 11 other soldiers were severely injured while fighting the fires. The state television of Algeria quoted the country's prime minister that initial reports from security services showed it was an arson attack. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally mostly cloudy in the country. Light to moderate rain is possible at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Energy Minister Pompha Bhusal vows to provide free electricity to households consuming less than 20 units per month. Lumbini Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel resigns. Province Chief calls for formulation of new government. Asian Development Bank to provide $165 million concessional loan to Nepal to procure COVID-19 vaccines. And at least 42 people killed in Algeria wildfire. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next News in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.